today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I came home and I said, listen, we're not selling this to get rid of it. We're selling this to make some money. And $10 isn't going to change anyone's life. I feel I should be able to get to keep it. And she looked at me and she said, you know, you've never even really talked to anybody. I said, what? She says, you've never gone to a professional and talked about how you're a hoarder.
Yeah. You are.
Yes. You're blessed with piercing blue eyes.
You are.
So that,
yeah, I mean, but if you saw the rest of it, you'd see the triple chin, the translucent Santa leftover goatee beard that every fat that's ever ridden a motorcycle has.
Yeah, but I'm saying you've got the best of both worlds.
When I refinanced my townhouse, they asked me how much I thought it was worth, and I told them $200 million. And they wouldn't give me the loan.
So, no, that's not true. When you said that, they said, how much do you think this is worth?
I said $200 million.
And this was their reaction.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
One of the reasons I like working collaboratively is that just everybody brings things to the table. And, Rob gave me something today that is really exciting. I'm real happy about. Oscar comes into the show prep, and I've been doing it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then Oscar will say something that just comes, just immediately moves itself up the food chain, and I'll tell you what it is in a second. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Mount Vernon, Ohio, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Mandan, North Dakota, or Mandan, Batumi, Georgia. Well, nice to see you in Batumi, Bay City, Michigan, and Nairobi, Kenya. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, and I had an eventful weekend. I hope you did as well. We've got a big show planned for you today, and we're also starting to get a little excited about April 15th, when the entire Mike O'Mara Show crew will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I simply hope they don't change my flight again. But that's okay.
Have they changed it a few times?
They've changed it twice, and right now it's working out so that it's just sleeping in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sleeping in,
so I'm happy with that. I'm sleeping in on Sunday, which is
that's good,
and I'm leaving later on Thursday, which is good for me. And found out my neighbors are coming, which is exciting for us.
Sweet.
Oh, no kidding.
The Beckers are coming.
Do they have tickets
to visit? I don't. I think they were getting
tickets.
I'll send
them a link.
I think they were going. Oh, good. Okay.
I found out that my radio.
You send them a link to buy tickets.
Less than 100 tickets left, people. If we don't sell these 100, you're gonna.
The tickets that never sell.
It's 500.
Less than 100 tickets.
We've sold 400 plus.
400 tickets. I want to sell 500. Though.
Yes.
That's
agreed.
It. Or I won't be happy. I don't know. Understand what is the. What is the? Well, I mean, it was different this time, the way we did it. So
I have to
deal with my insecurities and my.
May I clarify
anxiety.
Here? This is a win. We usually have the run. This happened last time in New Orleans. This happened last time at Zappos. This happens every time. We race to 2 weeks before the show's over. It sells out.
All right. Well, they'll also be available on the street.
Yeah.
Scalpers.
Yeah,
if
we'll
they're available on the street, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not doing the show. If we're selling them in New Orleans,
here.
I'm not doing the show.
No, Pony will be.
I'll do the show, but I won't do the show with any energy or enthusiasm.
Pony will
show up.
You can see Pony on Bourbon Street spinning a cardboard arrow and selling.
Oh, by
the
way, let's check on Pony right now. Let's go to the Mike O'Mara Show Consumer Support Center. Let's see if we can overhear Pony, who might be speaking to customers right now.
Well, I have good news and bad news.
Oh, no.
Right. I'm not sure what's going on.
Let's see how long it takes him to call back.
Okay. Oh, God. Wow.
That's not good. I'm not sure what's happening.
How's your day going so far?
That doesn't sound sincere. Pony, customer service.
I'm kind of in a hurry.
He's kind of smarmy.
That's at 5.
By the way, five-ish. This is the end of the day.
I'm kind of in a hurry.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
We were, this is great.
You murdered him on Friday.
Oh, my God. Actually, I'm telling it.
You have a story about Pony?
Let the fun begin.
You hear the phone in the background, the customer service center? That's
I was in my office. It was a little before 5, like maybe 4:50. Mm-hmm. And Dan O'Brien, very timidly. Rob? Yeah. Oscar would like to see you in the edit bay over there. I'm like, okay. And I mean, it could have been anything. And I walk over.
Yeah.
And Pony's in there, and Oscar has found the most incredible piece of AI that is...
It'll help us with our workflow here at the shop, right?
But it does, upon first examination, Mike, you and I are sort of older school radio guys.
You all
right
with that, Pony?
Okie doke.
You and I are sort of older school radio guys than Oscar. For me, it was like looking at an episode of Star Trek. It was so phenomenal what was happening.
Correct. And just for some context, there are three people in the edit bay... And then Rob would make it a fourth person.
Right.
And
a dog.
And the dog. And we're all, I think, everybody except for Matt Bloom.
75% of us.
Is that we're all excited about what the future will hold for just the sheer output of the business for some of the tools that we have purchased in-house.
I'm seeing stuff that I didn't think would happen in my lifetime in our circle. It's pretty incredible.
And invested in.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
And for the one of our, I guess, not our CTO, but you know, one of our most technically engaged team members to at that point start pacing in a 3x3 room.
Yeah.
With his bag on, what did I say to him?
His bag?
Yeah, he's got his
colostomy.
He's got a satchel.
No, he's packed. He's ready to go.
This is the end of the day.
The end of the day on Friday.
I'm kind of in a hurry.
Yeah. Yes. He's got his coat on.
Home.
Yeah.
That's all he's thinking about. He's the laziest man in the world. Technically, he wants to just get out of there. He wants the day to end.
We're seeing life-changing software in front of our very eyes. Tell me what you said to him, because lots of things were said. I want to make sure I get it right.
I said, Matt, I don't want you to ruin this moment for us.
It's true.
So he's just...
He's making noises.
Is he buzzing?
No,
is that what he's doing?
He's like... I said, you're making noises. We all know you want to leave. I don't want you to ruin this moment for us. Go. And he's like, I got to go. And I said, we all get it.
Coming down the hallway is Rob Ford.
Yes.
And then Rob Ford stands in the doorway, thus blocking Pony. And Rob is standing there.
We just had this interaction with Matt.
No, he's just coming down to visit the water fountain.
Yes.
And so he's standing, and he fills a door frame as good as anybody.
Why did you put the water fountain in there?
There's restrooms outside of that one edit bay we were sitting.
Yeah, that's where he was.
Gotcha. Restroom.
Yeah.
All right,
so
just checking.
So he's like, hey, what's up, guys? And Pony's like just... Oh no, it's going to slow me
Pony,
down some more.
Then imagine any doorway in your home, people.
Yes.
And there's someone blocking it. So instead of saying excuse me,
he doesn't have that chip.
He stands like with his back flat against the wall, waiting for him to move or almost giving him.
Just like getting ready to be shot out of a cannon so he can get to his
correct,
car.
Correct.
He went to one of his, although Pony did go to one of his tried and true sort of distraction, time-wasting techniques.
Yes.
He started to pet the dog.
Yeah. To soothe his anxiety.
Because he's like, Santos has become like a service dog, like you would take into a military hospital. Yeah. Because Pony is,
And I,
Pony,
I
was, Pony, did you not share the exuberance of the new technology that had been discovered?
I have no exuberance for anything after 5 o'clock. At the end of the day, I'm done.
Go.
I'm fried.
Yeah. My guy. Yeah. That's my guy.
Mike, he's got X number of juice that he can use, and it's gone. It's
exactly.
Like Katie used to accuse me of not being funny after 6:30 on a Friday. She said, you're all used up.
If you've ever called the Mike O'Mara Show customer service center, you might have heard this.
Let's see who is today's unlucky customer.
Yes.
That said, it all worked out. But when I hear that, I think of Friday.
Yes.
The last example of I gotta go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Rob Ford let him out and Pony was out the door.
Yeah.
Good. And I'm glad we've got something that will enhance the product. Always nice.
It's very cool. Very,
always
very
nice.
Cool.
Now, Oscar comes in today, And it hardly got out of his mouth before I said, just let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's lead with
ugly
it.
Ugly people, apparently. And it, masks are a thing. Now, my kid has a cold. He's homesick from school. And we had him, as we were, we'll tell you later, about phone shopping and looking for a new plan. And we had him with us. And he had, I said, you know, I reached in the glove compartment, grabbed a mask, and had him mask up. But I don't, you know, see the masks that we used to. You see him occasionally.
I wear masks in airports.
Yeah,
like, Eddie, have you, just because I'm not even worried about just COVID. I just don't want the flu.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick with anything.
I've been wearing masks when I do my volunteer work.
Yeah.
I'll probably mask up when I'm flying. Yeah, and
of course,
this little fact that Oscar shared with us that I have not, has not come across my desk. Ugly people leave their masks on longer.
Let me restate that.
I think it makes sense.
Unattractive. This is soft selling it. Unattractive people, the headline says, are more likely to keep their wearing face masks in post-COVID era, study suggests.
That is so sad. That's so incredibly sad.
Attractive people are less likely to keep wearing masks in the post-COVID era, a study suggests. Research conducted 3 questionnaires asking people about self-perceived attractiveness and mask-wearing intentions in various scenarios.
You know who wouldn't wear a mask in this day and age?
Who?
This guy.
Hello.
Oh, no. He keeps that mask on.
No, he wants a
time.
Spotlight. I think it has not just to do with unattractiveness. I would think that would be a key dental factor. Because think if you have really ignored your teeth for a long time.
Yes.
That's a really bad sign. And I think it was on...
Yeah, but the whole lower mug under the eyes, you know? Yeah. I mean, it could be a variety of factors.
But didn't Dr. Drew used to say never date someone with bad teeth because if they can't take care of their teeth, they're not mature enough to have a relationship?
Now did Dr. Drew say that?
I do believe so.
Or did you latch on to that particular philosophy for yourself?
No, I think he's the one who originally said it, but I do think it's valid if you think about it.
Well, so if you can disguise it... Listen, hold on. Don't you think there are factors when it comes to the choppers that have to do with upbringing and teeth can be quite often in bad shape due to
socioeconomic
parental neglect?
Yeah. And Mountain Dew consumption. A lot
no,
of
no,
things
but
can
seriously,
do it.
Parents primarily.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody's got a mouthful of crooked teeth, that's not their fault. That happened when they were 8 years old, 7 years old, 6 years old.
But if
that's
you take,
probably what it is.
If you take pride in your appearance, shouldn't you be putting aside your nickels and dimes to get those fixed?
I think there are people that would prioritize that.
Yeah.
Or the rent if they can.
Or a
by the way,
or
it's
a mask.
Dental health in America, you know, you go look at other
it's
developed countries.
No.
Look at developed countries and look at how their teeth are supported as opposed to this kind of, which now, look, when I was growing up, dentists weren't the behemoths that they are now.
No.
Have you seen dental practices now?
Oh my God.
They look
yes.
like these, Apple stores.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Some of these dental offices are just the one we left with the bitchy lady. We just, they're a behemoth. It looks like you're walking into the lobby of a Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
Yes.
It truly does.
Yes, yes.
I don't need that.
Gone are the days of when I was a boy, you go to Dr. Fisher's office and he still had the drill with all the strings on the pulleys.
Yeah.
It was exposed.
Ours did. Dr. Novi had that as a display item, which was the cruelest display item because you walk in as a child. And you see this ye old drill with pedals on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, that's good. But anyway, I just don't know whether you can lay that on the people not being in a good relationship. Dr. Drew Pinsky, who's probably had Da Vinci veneers
since he was six. Very opinionated. But I just think it's, if nothing, the notion is valid. It's something
I'm
worth
a fan
considering.
Of Dr. Drew's. I mean, he's been hit and miss over the years, but, you know, I'm a fan.
Guys, they've coined the term mask attractiveness belief. What is mask attractiveness belief? It's those who view themselves as unattractive feel like they are more attractive with the mask.
I'm going to let you in on
mask
a
attractiveness.
Mike O'Mara.
What?
Mask attractiveness belief.
I love it.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you in. Plow right in with your question. I was about 3/4 of the way through that opening sentence, but that's okay. I will tell you this, that this is a window into what I look at occasionally. And it just pops up on my feed on YouTube and I glance. This was street vendor, maybe South Korean street vendor making breakfast. Very pretty. That type of thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take a peek. And she is extremely fit. and is extremely attractive, but wearing a mask.
Okay.
But she's very, very live. And it's interesting watching her make the pancake and the egg and all that. And she's flying around. And I love watching Street Food Made. It's one of the things I watch, and I'm watching. But the mask was on. And I will tell you, you know what? A birthday cake isn't ready to eat until you put the candles on it, right?
Right.
So the idea of having the mask on, you just don't really get an idea. You know, you could take that mask off, and everything else you're looking at is out the window as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I'm being sexist but you by also, saying that. That's for men and women.
You're blessed with piercing blue eyes.
You are.
So that
If you saw the rest of it, you'd see the triple chin, translucent Santa leftover goatee beard that every fat that's ever ridden a motorcycle has.
Yeah, but I'm saying you've got the best of both worlds. Where you can wear the mask and look attractive and take it off and you look attractive. You're not like heinous, of course.
Yeah, but don't you think that if you've got somebody that's wearing a mask and you're having a conversation.
I can tell you this. My old hairdresser, she was super sweet. I met her when she was wearing a mask.
Yes.
And she was fairly attractive. And then,
I mean, her eyes were attractive.
Yes. And then I saw her once we all got vaccinated and I was like, oh, well then.
Yeah, it changes. It does.
You don't know. You don't know.
Those are some hefty tits. Got to tear them down a little bit now.
You have no idea. When I told you that story from maybe last year, when I got the exam from the other doctor, the assistant. Lady.
Yeah.
She was masked up and I felt it necessary.
Women probably feel the same way about guys.
Like, of course they do.
Like, you fell in love with... you know, some guy at the, God forbid, workplace relationships are happening, but at the office, and then you guys start dating, you're like, whoa, what's happening here, right?
If you go out to the grocery store in the nation's capital,
right,
in downtown Washington, D.C. right now, do you find
50-50.
That
masks
really?
Half the masks, half the young bucks.
And I would say 20% of the burbs you still see occasionally, but not as much in the city.
See, down here, I see... A smattering of them,
but it's a population density, right?
This is true.
Like you are jammed when you walk in. Like we go to that place, this salad place up the street, Chopped, for lunch sometimes. It seems like that's the only place that's open that's healthy because they are. It feels like you're at a mall at a Black Friday sale. Like it is jammed.
Chopped is?
Yeah, I got masks,
wearing masks?
All the employees that were serving food in every restaurant in the D.C. area have masks.
Yeah, this is true.
Is it a requirement in D.C. to still
probably,
wear masks?
Probably, yes.
I would say it's good business. Good business
model.
You
know, that's the one of all of them. I don't care. I'll even tolerate your vaccine conspiracy theories. What I'm not going to tolerate are your anti-masks telling me that masks cannot have an effect on that. The very nature of masks blocking, the spittle that comes out of your cake hole. How can you tell me that doesn't work in some regard?
As we approach year three of all of this, shouldn't we have at least put that to bed?
Seriously. Not in America. Not in America. But it's funny, and also to me, completely and totally plausible that ugly people leave their masks on longer. It was just funny to hear Oscar say that.
It's also a byproduct of there's a level of you have to be self-conscious and self-aware, right? So people that think they're good looking were probably ripping off their masks right away, according to this article. They were like, I want people to see me. Yeah.
I want my best asset out there for the world to see. Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. And I took a, I looked at Shannon and I was like, Shannon, we were talking about this article. And she's like, yeah, but it was easier for me just to wear a mask around. And then, but I was like, but you have like green eyes. Like, of course, everybody thinks you're striking. For me.
Yeah, but she's more striking without a mask on.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was more about Like when I had a mask on, I didn't have to shave or like trim up my beard all the time. It was more about utility, right? It was like, it doesn't matter. I have to deal with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I mean, that's
fine. I never felt like I had to take this off because, oh, I want the world to see this.
Yeah.
I just find it still, and this is where I am more than aware, Oscar, that I am in a bubble. That down here, it's just different rules.
Yeah. Would you feel ostracized if you wore a mask right now? Would you feel like people are like, oh, that guy's leukemia?
No, 100% not.
that guy has leukemia.
I could wear my mask into any store or restaurant down here, and nobody would give me a second look. That's a good thing. But it's just not, you know, common. Although, I don't do it regularly because I just don't go out to crowded places.
You should take it to the next level, Mike, and the next time you're at a restaurant, wear your CPAP mask.
Come in like Top Gun. No, what I'm thinking of, down here, being the nature of the politics down here, I think it's probably less respected. Those type of rules are less respected. But at the same time, I certainly don't get the emails about the COVID like I used to. And that's a good thing. Although my kid is homesick and we made the conscious decision. He said he'd been sick for about 3 days. Mm-hmm. We made the conscious decision not to swab him. Simply because he's a kid and he's got a cough and he doesn't have a fever. So saving that, but test. But
with
we got
no
him.
Fever, I think you're probably pretty safe not swabbing.
I think so. And and he slept like a piece of granite, slept past 8:30 this morning. So it was good to have him in there. When he gets older, and my son talks about wanting to be a lawyer, wanting to be a surgeon. He loves education. He said, Dad, I bit my tongue and it hurts a little bit. And then I said, okay, Michael, you want something to drink? Can I get you some oranges? He said, Dad, citrus acid. And I'm like, he's not nine. But it's just amazing the way his little brain works. Now,
citric acid, you jerk.
Yeah. What I'm going to tell him.
Throw it in my face next time.
For those of you 60 Minutes viewers out there, I'm going to tell my son, there is no real need for him to be a doctor or a lawyer or a professional. There is a business model that I am latching onto. And I plan to implement what I call the Donald Trump business model. Now, it is no surprise and no secret that the Donald Trump business model has been inflating his net worth. But what I didn't realize until this very detailed report, I know it's been out there, but it landed for me.
Oh, yeah.
Is what Donald Trump did. I thought for the longest period of time that he didn't want his taxes to be revealed because he didn't want people to know what he was really worth. That's really not the case. Let me offer you this very, very simple business model. All right. All right. Say you live in a home.
Okay.
And you're John Q. America.
Right.
And you live in, say, a $300,000 home. And you know that if you put a $150,000 pool complex in back of your home, you're going to be able to sell that home for perhaps double what you paid for it, reaping the benefit of a $150,000 profit. Mm-hmm. How about that, right?
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Donald Trump, he appears to me, has made a career out of owning things and then telling the banks that he's borrowing money from to improve the properties he already has, that the value of these properties he has is in some cases 10 times more than what they really are valued at. And then the banks go, okay, there it's yours, Mr. Trump. Here's your hundreds of millions of dollars. And I watched this and I almost called you, Oscar, because I said to myself, the simplicity of this formula.
It's a fraud.
It's pure fraud.
He's a BS artist. Yeah.
And then at the end, you get the counter, well, he paid all the loans back. Well, yes, because he paid the loans back with the profit he happened to be lucky enough to continue to make. Kind of knew how to improve things and make them.
At the root of this argument, and just for further background, we all, and Mike's right, we all saw these reports. We just didn't have the detail of like, what is the issue? The issue is this, is that when you're going for a loan, whether it be personal or business,
yes,
you have to, there's a certain formula. Everyone that's applied for a mortgage, you know, it's up to like, If you never want to go up to 40%,
I think Americans across the board are guilty.
You know exactly of like what you can afford, what you're putting up as a liability, what options you have as collateral. Mm-hmm. None of us, and I'm not saying this doesn't happen elsewhere outside of the former president of the United States, but none of us have ever felt like we can take our house that we think is worth $300,000.
Right.
Say it's worth $30 million and then get a loan.
Yeah.
Use that money at a favorable interest rate to create more opportunities for ourselves and then pay back that money and say, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's none amazing. Of us.
No, the level of, now look, I don't, do you in any way think that Donald Trump is exclusive in this grift?
No,
I don't. I think this might just be the way it's done.
Yep.
I think this might be the way it's been done forever. But the scale, and not that, I'm going to throw the darts at Donald Trump for the dishonesty of it.
Yeah.
But what the F, when you are going down to get a car loan, and you're going to be declined because somebody says you make $55,000 instead of $60,000, but yet tens, hundreds of million dollars. Is there any reason? I mean, is there any surprise that we've been in, you know, the bubble has burst occasionally and the default has gone down? Because it's just some people get looked at. I don't know. Oscar, I know it's been talked about for a long time.
Yes.
I was gobsmacked by this.
Yeah.
I
don't know what, I understand influence and power and too big to fail.
Yeah, but he's not in that category.
I agree. I agree. We are on the same page. There has to be something else going on that we are not aware of. And we may never find out. What we do know right now is that it was fraud.
I'm going to give you the best example, and guys, talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
I'm going to find the net worth right now of one of the properties that I think is probably one of the best examples of
okay.
that.
Okay.
Do you think that he got an easier time pushing the fraud through because of who he is, like being sort of a famous guy?
Well, the celebrity factor is one thing.
I think that probably helps.
But so the one thing I've learned in the past, 4 years, is it's all about relationships in the bank, right?
Right.
But the relationships only get you so far,
right?
Like they can only get you so far
if the numbers don't bear it out.
Yeah. So they also open other doors because you have if you're lucky enough to have within your life some sort of private wealth firm, you could bring your private wealth into a certain bank and they'll give you preferable rates.
Sure.
Like all of that happens, but the math still has to. It's got to add up.
It's got to add up.
Now, the criminal complaint has not been filed. It's still, apparently, by the weak-ass DA up in New York.
Correct.
He is still investigating.
I like that you use that legal term.
Well, his name is Joseph. It's Joseph Weakass, isn't it?
Johnny Weakass.
Johnny Weakass.
They, in the civil suit that was also, two of Donald Trump's properties in Palm Beach were named in a 222-page lawsuit against the former president, his organization, and his three eldest children. The lawsuit alleges that Trump inflated his net worth. Well, we were just talking about that. So it says here in the headline, Mar-a-Lago was overvalued by $664 million.
Yeah.
That's just overvalue of it.
How...
It's so obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
It's so brazen. No wonder. And then he became president of the United States. The man can do it.
Yeah.
The man can get away with it. This is the man that destroyed truth as we know it.
Yeah.
He was successful. He's got 50% of America saying, nope, that's it. That's the way.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's a magic thing. It's a magic ability.
This is the rub I have. So I'm watching it with my dad yesterday, and he's like, my dad always likes to tell me about how he bought our house with 13% and he had great credit, and it was just that's where the interest rates were. We all remember those
days,
right?
Didn't he mostly, his down payment was coffee beans, right?
Yeah. Hey, how dare you?
This is a joke.
I was like, Dad, I think you're losing the point here. It's like, this is criminal. they're still investigating. But on the other side, the Trump supporters within my lens, I can already hear this, this is me, my opinion. They'd be like, well, if the banks let him do it, who cares? He paid the money back.
And that's not the case.
No.
That's not what it should be all about, but that's their argument. That's their argument.
Yeah.
They're saying, yeah, we did it, but we paid it back. You got your money back, so everything's fine. But what if they didn't?
Even if they close the deal, it's still fraud because it's money changing hands under false pretenses. It's like putting up for security,
just Donald Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This has to be the way it works in its most naked way.
Yeah.
This must be the way it is for the glitterati.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm. I mean, it just must be. When you're talking about a property that generated annual revenues, phenomenal revenues,
right,
$25 million, and should have been valued at closer to $75 million. When it was valued at, Rob, add 75 and 664. So whatever that, $700 plus million dollars.
Nearly $740 million. Yeah. Wow.
Mike. 664. You're lying about $664 million.
That's crazy.
Just BS.
Yeah,
that's what it's worth.
Yeah,
give me that. Can you give me that $200 million loan now?
There has to be some sort of fast track that I'm just not even aware of. We've been in rooms with attorneys and bankers, in the last 4 years, where you're looking at vetting an acquisition, you're looking at other businesses, and these guys are militant about finding out what the finances are.
Amazing to me.
Yeah, but you
absolutely
know what?
Also, amazing to me. The grifting, and by the way, it's got to be in that. Yeah. Well, it's that organization.
Yeah.
It's the kids are raised to do it.
Sure.
The lawyers are done. The lawyers help him do it. All of his executives help him do it.
But don't you see, sometimes it's just like, it's assumed, and he's got a reputation that precedes him. It's probably assumed by many bankers, and don't be mistaken, bankers can have stars in their eyes as well, that he's Donald Trump. He'll be good for it. Of course it's worth that much.
I never thought it would work. I don't know if it would work that. To me, it would be that.
But you
type
see
of
rich
grift.
People that cruise through life, rich people that don't ever pay for anything. And they've got the most money of all.
Yeah, but guys, there's a ton. I want to be thoughtful about the way we phrase this.
Thank you.
There are wealthy businessmen and businesswomen, or families or corporations that your sheer fortune allows you certain access at certain interest rates and certain, you get to the front of the row.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Preferential.
It's like buying
in
bulk.
Yes.
Yeah.
But fraud is completely a different ball game. It doesn't have to mean because you're wealthy, you get preferential treatment. Committing fraud
is illegal.
It's black and white.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you got guys going, we're still investigating. That's right. Yeah. Isn't it kind of what, if that valuation is on a document signed by Donald Trump, wouldn't that be game, set, match? What is wrong with our world? This is what's wrong. And by the way, I'm not saying this is exclusive to Donald Trump.
No.
I'm saying this is exclusive to the way our little system works.
Yeah.
Where we, the little guys, and you, the little guys, are out there beating their brains out, trying to scratch it out. And then there are also people that are taking a shit on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, this scum F can sit there and go, oh yeah, 400 in order to secure hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I just, last night, Oscar, whatever it was, the way that former prosecuting attorney framed it, it just became as clear could be.
That when they decided not to pursue charges, that a handful of the investigative team just resigned.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is how disgusted the DA,
who was probably crooked too,
of course,
came in and said, yeah, we're still investigating. Mm-hmm. You just wonder. You wonder how it all works.
And that's how they get you.
The fix is in. George Carlin was right.
The fix is in. Because, you know, when
the game is rigged.
When I refinanced my townhouse, they asked me how much I thought it was worth, and I told them $200 million. and they wouldn't give me the loan.
So, no, that's not true. What? When you said that, they said, how much do you think this is worth?
I said $200 million.
And this was their reaction.
Yep, all the people at Truist.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for bringing that up,
Rob. That's great. That's funny. So anyway, watch 60 Minutes if you get a chance. Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth it to see that attorney who I liked. Got to like to have him in my corner. Anyway, but we're all screwed.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. We're all screwed. We'll take a break, come back. We'll try to make you laugh on the Michael Mara Show.
Tracking down watch experts and keeping your clothes clean. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
Hi, I'm pissed.
There's some joy in a large t-shirt, Mike. It's a reminder that you've lost weight.
Yeah, I'm in my sweats. It's the bonus show. I dress down a little bit.
But you have a sickness for the thickness.
Well, I am a hostile.
He f*** us.
Talking to you is like talking to the Riddler sometimes.
Okay. You're a f***ing mess. You quit it.
How often do you wash it?
Oscar is an
If I can weigh in, I don't love either one of you.
The TMY's bonus show is a perfect way to pass some time. With a complete library of past shows to choose from, you'll be laughing for weeks on end. Get your subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
It's not twerking if you look like you're being tased. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot of us are stuck in our homes and our offices and the caves we work in, wondering what else is out there, but feeling like an adventure is out of reach. But guess what? We have discovered something at the Mike O'Mara Show that's great for you. You can discover the freedom of the great outdoors with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes. You can run errands, quick errands, true outdoor adventures. You can do anything. Electric e-bikes transforms how you get around. They cost way less than the competition, and their models finance start as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge. You can reach up to 28 miles per hour. That's what Oscar does when he's booking around.
He does that inside.
I actually thought about this, Mike, this weekend. These type of bikes are perfect for any type of community where you have like a quick run or a quick ride somewhere, yes. Whether it's a gated community or a golf club community, or you just want to go up the street to your corner store. Why deal with the car?
Yeah.
Why deal with
that
drama?
Precisely.
Absolutely. Especially when you live down in Southwest Florida. Yeah. And they're all here. Electric e-bikes have a 500-watt motor, which is increased torque for more power with less noise. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable, ship-free, fully assembled. You're going to be on the road in no time. And it's a stronger rear rack that can support everything you need for day-to-day rides or longer trips. Customize your ride with new accessories like the Elite Headlight or a passenger package that can hold riders up to 150 pounds. Oscars all over the roads. Hey, no parking fees. Get out there and find adventure with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and Beyoncé won 4 Grammys yesterday. That was enough to break the record for the most Grammy wins of all time. I am in a pure conspiratorial space in my brain right now. You know, I just picture those Grammys bought and paid for by Jay-Z with his deep pockets.
My favorite thing is that she was caught in traffic.
Missed
winning one of her awards. Mm-hmm. But that's okay because she wins 3 more later. It's like,
are you not a fan of Beyonce?
I don't.
And her discography?
I'm not a fan of the fact that she is considered the singer she is considered. Oh. I believe that there are more talented singers out there.
You know who I prefer?
The Beehives.
I prefer her sister.
Solange.
Solange.
Beyoncé.
Oh, Beyoncé. It's quite a feat. Maybe you're blinded by the overexposure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just I think that there are a lot of artists out there, and I think that she's had a lot of hits.
Yeah,
and she sure has.
This is not, the sheer number of Grammys should not surprise you.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, 4 in a night is pretty good.
It's always Beyonce.
Yeah, but a total of 34?
Yeah, too many.
Album of the year went to Harry Styles for Harry's house. And by the way, later on this week, I will be wearing the outfit that Harry Styles wore on the red carpet last night. If you're familiar with it, if you didn't see the red carpet, then you don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you have to have it let out a little bit?
Someone
just a little. I need a little through the shoulders.
Harry Styles had a great Grammys. Someone online.
I'm happy for Beyonce
on TikTok. They said, "Someone please get Harry a nap. The guy looks like he hasn't slept in years."
But it doesn't matter because he can cultivate that look.
Yeah.
And the hair, you know, and all of that. He's a thin man, you know.
Yeah,
I enjoy his work. I enjoyed that album. I have all of his, I have his entire discography because Mrs. Spielak is a fan.
Yeah, who isn't?
And this album is a good album. He makes good music. Again, I don't know if he's as talented as all the people around him. And I think that's sort of what you were saying about Beyoncé as well. But
no, what I think about Beyoncé is that the hits that she makes,
yeah,
you cannot argue with. They are part of our pop culture for what? Almost 20 years,
yes.
If not,
yeah,
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual pipes, you know, her as a singer is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So, I mean, but I'm also, no, I'm not surprised at all that she won. She always wins. She wins everything.
Yeah. And she's pretty.
Beautiful woman.
Yes.
Didn't do as much acting, and I thought she was good. I know it was a silly little comedy, but I thought she should have been in more movies. Maybe she chose not to, but I like Beyonce, but I don't like her as a singer. I never have. Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a traffic accident yesterday. Am I going to get eviscerated for that? Because
no.
There's so many people out there.
Everyone's
that are
allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah,
you're
your
allowed
opinion.
To have an opinion? Sure.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger.
His name's Mike O'Mara.
Arnold crashed into a woman riding a bike, but it wasn't his fault because she swerved into his lane to make a left turn. Luckily, he wasn't going fast at all. The bicyclist was transported to the hospital, and she's going to be okay. Her bike is going to be okay, too. Arnold took it to a local bike shop to get it fixed. Law enforcement sources said Arnold is in the clear, and no crime was committed. All right.
Mike, can we do a role acting thing here? A role playing?
Well,
game?
I wrote it down. I'm going to do a little thing here. Right. Because as I'm writing the story, I just pictured him going, "Are you okay? I'm going to take your bike while you're in hospital. I'll fix it for you.
In hospital.
I'll fix the bike for you. I don't see that there are any broken bones. There you go.
You don't have to medevac her. You don't need to call any vehicle.
You turned into my lane. That's why I ran you over. I'm going to take your bike to the fix-it shop.
The fix-it shop.
Everything is going to be fine while you're in hospital.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving. I'm not a basketball fan, but I know he's been bitching a lot up in Brooklyn to get out of there. If Kyrie Irving, it says, was on Shark Tank selling himself, you'd assume that Mark Cuban would be the first to say blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
For those reasons, I'm out. But apparently that's not the case. Yesterday, the Brooklyn Nets traded Kyrie and Markieff Morris to Cuban's Dallas Mavericks for Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer, my favorite name in the NBA, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Hello!
And three draft picks, including a future first rounder. It wasn't surprising the Nets let him go. He'd requested a trade. Kyrie is averaging 27 points a game, but he comes with more than baggage. Just a few months ago, he seemed so toxic that it was unclear if he'd play again. That was when he was suspended indefinitely for making anti-Semitic comments on social media and refusing to apologize, at least initially. Now Kyrie is getting another chance again after burning bridges in all of his previous locations, Cleveland, Boston, and now Brooklyn. He'll be paired with Mavs superstar Luka Doncic, and the move does make Dallas title contenders, but they better hurry and make it happen before things inevitably go south with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad trade if, for God forbid, he ends up in hospital.
In hospital. Don't worry. I'm going to take it. Oh, by the way, Rob, we do have a playlet at the end.
I forgot
to tell you.
Oh, good.
Your line, I'll point at you when you have your line.
And it is?
You know, you just simply say, "I want the truth."
Okay,
and you'll know how to say it when the time comes.
Okay,
thank you.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
We had a little bit of a problem at the beginning. This seems like one of those technologies that's totally unnecessary, but it would actually be pretty convenient if it went mainstream and was affordable. Scientists from Penn State have created a smart diaper with built-in sensors that are able to send parents a push notification on their phone.
What kind of a notification?
A push it out notification.
a push it out notification on their phone when their child's diaper needs changing. And not only that, but it can provide levels of dirtiness. Like there's a little tinkle. Holy hell, you're going to need gloves. You know, it's a very, it can sense how bad it is.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Smart diaper made of paper and includes sodium chloride, that's salt, graphite, a circuit board, and a tiny lithium battery. It seems like a little tough to make it work.
My butt is hot.
Once it gets wet, the graphite reacts to the liquid and sodium chloride, and it's absorbed by the paper. Electrons set off the sensor. The diapers are still in development. Unclear when they'll be available, and more importantly, how much they'd cost. So for now, you'll have to stick to checking the diaper the old-fashioned way. I'm just hoping they'll be ready in time for me to use them when the time comes. You know, Carla can go out and have drinks.
This is a gadget that's powerful enough to make Oscar redouble his childbearing efforts.
Yeah, this is great, Mike. I wouldn't want, like, I don't want military term. I don't want DEFCON 1 through 5. I want, like, sludge. I want mud. I want
sliding into home.
Yes, I feel something foam, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
And then, what is it? Holy S at the top when there's a problem.
Call his mother. Frankly, and I'm being serious here, I don't think you need the levels. I think you just need, because you don't want a kid to sit in a wet diaper ever. So anytime it goes off, you change the kid.
Unless they're into it.
Well, I'll be old soon.
That is gross.
All right, here's the age-old argument. We have it every year between the last week before the game. Should the Monday after the big game, the Super Bowl, sue me, NFL, you'd put me on the mat. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
You can say it because it's news coverage, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. Should the Monday after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
How did
we all toe the line on that one?
What do you mean?
That you couldn't even say it, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't use it in a promotion. Well, they don't get enough money out of it.
No, we towed the line because we would all have the party. Promotions. The party and the promotions.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have
BS, though.
So we were really protecting Corona at that point, or Budweiser, or whoever it was that wasn't associated.
Yeah. Aren't we good? The idea is everyone's tired and hungover, and millions of Americans call in sick anyway, so why not lean into it? Studies have found it's one of the most unproductive work days of the year. Listen, it's February, it's the doldrums, we need an extra Monday off. We do.
Yeah.
We need a three-day weekend. The more the merrier this time of year. Gets us through it. It's good for our psyche. Never thought that when I was a younger guy. I think that now. I think rock and roll. Not because I'm going to have a hangover the day after the Super Bowl, but because I think another three-day weekend be a lot of fun.
Well,
I
hated signing a three-day. I love a three-day weekend, but I hate crediting it to the NFL.
Isn't everyone
get enough?
Everyone's working from home anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it off. Give it off.
Give it off.
Give it off. Give it off now. Sorry.
Yeah, they're in 60 minutes.
60 minutes on my brain. And now a little something something.
Yeah.
This seems like an old story, but it popped up again. Seniors at the Villages. That's the retirement company.
Yeah.
The retirement community, rather, up in right outside of Orlando. They are supposedly tying loofahs to the top of their cars to let people... By the way, Rob, your line will be, I want the truth.
I have it standing by. I have my sides.
Okay, hold on. Let me just...
And you're going to cue me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and it won't be... You're going to replace truth with the first word in this story.
Okay.
So I want the... They're tying loofahs to the tops of their cars.
Okay, I got it.
To let people know they're swingers. Different colors are supposed to mean different things. For example, a purple loofah on your roof rack means you like to watch. A teal loofah means you swing both ways. Not everyone's convinced it's really a thing, though. Seniors are tying loofahs to their cars, no question. But there's another explanation. That same rumor about swinging made the rounds on Reddit a while back, and someone who claimed to work in the Villages weighed in. They said it doesn't mean they're swingers. It's just to help them find their car in parking lots. You do that with your keys now.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Find cars.
Mm-hmm.
Having a loofah on top makes it easier. Well, maybe that's just a cover story.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this popped into my head from A Few Good Men.
Okay.
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
I want the loofah.
You can't handle the loofah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, by
the
way.
That was our little play.
The brown loofah means you need to have your diaper changed.
With a
electric circuit board.
Super board.
Circuit board. We got to take a break. I have no idea what we're going to do next, but it'll be something. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It may be cold outside,
but the specials are on fire. At Trader Mike's Discount Shack.
Trader Mike is moving only a few feet to a new location.
It's the Sistine Chapel on a floor that you can eat.
And he's willing to do what it takes to make a deal.
Check out these deals.
I have acquired, over my lifetime, way too many golf clubs.
A lot of them are broken.
I do have a shop vac. I have a squeegee, and I have a light bulb changer.
Trader Mike is stacking the specials high and letting them fly.
He's stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
But that's not all. You can find more great deals through Target and Walmart when you click on the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Treat yourself.
Hurry, folks, because these deals are crazy.
Trust me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. It's 2023. Are you still using the same belt from 2003? Now is the time to update your belt game. The Groove Belt has proprietary webbing engineered with just the right amount of stretch, and Groove Life designed the world's baddest buckle. They've got a variety of these. I got the Old Glory buckle that I love, love, love. Great for golf pants. Fantastic. It snaps in. I don't know what the technology is. I'm not bright enough, but it's designed
magnetic.
They use rare earth neodymium.
Yes.
Neodymium. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Neodymium. Maybe they should have gotten somebody else to do the commercial.
No, no, Mike, because it's more important.
I shouldn't say that with a brand new sponsor. Neodymium.
You love it, and that's what matters.
But they're magnets, but they're so powerful, and they just...
I
looked at this belt
Listen.
When I got it.
Yeah,
listen,
thank you.
Listen to this.
All right, go ahead.
That's it.
Done.
Smooth.
Yeah, that was very ham-handed of you.
Well, that's me, not the belt.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to beckling a belt in front of my face.
Try it again. There you go.
See?
So that's the winner. That's a magnet. That's how you put the belt together. It's set in an aluminum alloy, and mine's got a great design on it. I can't see yours from where I'm looking, Rob, but the magnets are phenomenal. They've got 94 year no BS warranty. The Groove Belt is the last belt you'll ever need, and it ain't just belts.
Let me show you my wallet. I got to reach in the back.
This wallet is next gen.
Yeah, it is.
Next gen.
Get compliments on it.
There it is. It's that small.
Boom.
It's that thin.
Boom, bam.
That's it.
Boom,
bam. Right? That's my little money strap that I put on top of it that I have right on
the
outside.
Makes you look 20 years younger.
Right? It does.
Let me just tell you, it does. Oscar's been telling me to get a smaller wallet for years. When I want to get my credit cards out, that's
cool.
How I do it.
Done.
By the way, when I want to put the credit cards back in, boom.
That's it.
Done. And then back into my pocket.
Yep.
I am so addicted to this. and it's from Groove Life. They're really amazing. Rings, watch bands, AirPod cases.
Yeah.
They've got those as well, and much more. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. I know what I wanted to talk about. Rob and Carrie got into a little skirmish.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh. Rob does rarely brings conflict to this show, other than, you know, his usual day-to-day activities. But as far as at home, it always seems to be presented rather peacefully.
Yeah.
Unless you see one of our cocktail party shows.
It's Christmas, and we're all in misery. But we are doing our best to clear out some things in our house. You know, we've got some stuff to sell, and we're using some of the local sites to do it. And it's tough for me. Some of the stuff she wants to sell that we really could use the money with two kids in college, things, you know, we need the cash. And I found a couple more microphones this weekend that I'll part with, which is kind of sad for me. But, you know.
Can I ask you this, though? Because as someone who, I've never been a hoarder, to a fault, really.
Right.
There are times that I reflect on things I've had mementos.
Yeah.
But I always feel great when we downsize. I always feel great when there's less clutter. I know you're an organizer, so that's got to make you feel pretty good.
It does feel me feel good.
Before you get into Cry For Me Argentina, right? Like, let's be... I think
that's really not the end game here.
I get it. But there's a level of, and we've been here as well, right? When you're cutting back on subscriptions, when you're looking at your overall account, you're looking at the year, and you understand what's happening. It's a byproduct of the management and how you are planning for the future in some extent, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it may be a couple less facelifts, less things that you have to sell off on your eBay page, right?
Right, sure.
So you have to, like, you have to be thoughtful about that. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's a collective, you're not the only one that's being burdened by the sale. It's for everybody, right?
Sure, yeah.
But you just happen to have collectibles that are worth more than most.
I bought some stuff that was, when I bought it, it was a wise purchase,
yes.
I feel.
Yeah, investments.
Yeah. And so it's, and you know what? I guess ultimately I knew they'd have to go someday, but it's sad to see some of them go. But that said, I went through all the boxes. And Mike, you know, to what you said, you're right. I went through everything in our garage and got rid of a lot of stuff that, I mean, stuff just that we didn't need that wouldn't sell. Right. So I threw it away. And I'm close to being able to fit a car in my garage for the first time in years.
So that's a good feeling.
That's a very good feeling.
Weight off your shoulders that that's there.
But I did mention to Carrie, I said, I looked at our page and you listed my my Columbo box set, which I said she could sell.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you listed it for $10.
These are Blu-rays or DVDs?
These are DVDs, but it's the complete set, including all the movies. It's everything that had the name Columbo on it.
Okay.
And it means it's a show that I enjoy very, very much. But it's all available now on Peacock. She says, you know, we pay X dollars a month so you can stream your Columbo, sell it. I said, great. And I looked and she listed it for $10. And I came home and I said, listen, we're not selling this to get rid of it. We're selling this to make some money. And $10 isn't going to change anyone's life. I feel I should be able to get to keep it. And she looked at me and she said, you know, you've never even really talked to anybody. I said, what? She says, you've never gone to a professional and talked about how you're a hoarder.
Yeah. You are.
Yes.
You are.
And it hurts. It stung. I got to admit, it stung.
You're a total whore. A Columbo box set that you're upset about letting go.
Every episode, Mike. But
I mean, it's on DVD.
I know, and it's...
You should get rid of all of your DVDs.
Well, no, stuff that they can't stream, you can't get rid of. Because what if... And also, just things that you want to have access to constantly.
You can by the sheer product of an internet connection.
I don't know. Well, I mean, but here's... We had... Most of Saturday.
I don't know about that.
Well, what about?
I don't know.
When I got you the Friends box set,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you said, this is great, but I can get it all online. And then they took it offline.
Yeah, but now it's online.
Yeah, but you had those months that you couldn't watch
ever. I have box sets.
Yes.
I have never, ever, ever gotten out the only one I would look at,
which
and is? That is my Johnny Carson DVD set.
Okay.
That you probably got for me.
I think I did. That makes
sense. I've never looked at it because I don't put a DVD anymore in a machine. I've got one. It's a dust gatherer.
I don't even think you can donate them to libraries anymore.
So what, the DVDs or the players?
No, the DVDs.
So I told Carrie that I said, well, that stings, calling me a hoarder, when in fact, I don't have newspapers stacked up. All of my stuff is tidy. It's clean. Might get a little dusty, but it's not any inconvenience to you. I don't think I'm a hoarder. And she says,
you don't have like empty cans of cat food and adult diapers lying
in your
kitchen. No,
I'm not peeing in jars anymore. And she says, but what good is it? All your stuff, what good is it?
Yes.
And I said, it brings me joy to see it. And she says,
nah, that's just
that's a terrible.
And well, I mean that's
what hoarding is.
Yeah.
And I said
it just gives you a feeling, Pete. This is a fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
Well,
that in fairness, he was abandoned.
You don't want your stuff to leave.
Yeah, I said
that's what it is.
Everything I love has been taken away from me. You've taken away. I can't drink. I can't eat. You're taking away my things. What have I got left? And she says, hoarder. And so we didn't talk for most of Saturday.
You replace things. Rob, you replace things. You find something else. I stopped golfing. I don't know what to do. I started collecting some watches.
Hoarder.
I'm a bit of a hoarder. I'm a bit obsessed. Yeah. I had to tell Carla over the weekend. I said, I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I want to. And they're not the, you know, the expensive ones.
But that all adds up.
It does.
But so, I also, can I tell you my methodology?
Yeah.
I seriously have started this now because I want them all to be functional. That's why everything I buy has a functional quality to it, that it will last, because I want to give it to my son. Yeah. When I'm going away.
Now it's funny you should say that, because the kids know what microphones are going to get when I die. So
well, not if they're not still around.
Well, no, the kids will be around.
No, but
your kids aren't going to want to put your microphones.
No, but they're going to want to sell them. It's I don't have much of a legacy, so there is that. But after not speaking for much of Saturday, and I said, you know what, I'm sorry. This is not easy for me to get rid of my crap. I realize that it's just stuff. Sell what you can sell, and I'll be supportive in this.
Mm-hmm. Because Oscar, can you look up what a framed Curt Schilling signed Red Sox?
I'll look it up now.
2004.
Don't do it, Mike. It's just going to piss you off. When I look up stuff that I value and how much it's going for,
I don't value it. I just want to know what it's worth. I got it as a gift. It's a Curt Schilling signed Red Sox jersey, framed and signed. Red Sox jersey.
And while he does that, Carrie mentioned, he said, you know, we don't have a VHS player anymore, right? I said, yes. She says, do you know you have about 60 Elvis tapes that we can't watch anymore? Sell them is a lot. And I just thought, God, I guess she's right.
Yeah, so I watched Elvis in Hawaii, the remix that they have on YouTube, and it was terrific.
Yeah.
$595.
See?
Anywhere from $380 to $595.
Yeah, but you know what? There's no bids on them. It's all buy it nows.
Yeah, so that means
there's not a lot of market for it.
Yeah,
that's the tough thing, man. And so I've got a lot of.
Does it even sell at $10?
It will. No, yeah, we got a bid. It's up to $10.50 now.
Okay.
So how did the weekend end? Did you still fight with her?
I apologized, and it was we had a decent evening last night, and I apologized. I said, you know what? I'll be supportive. What you're doing is right. It's for our family. Just understand that it's really tough for me. And then we spent
good time of year to do it. We're doing the same thing.
And much of the evening we spent watching Ginny in Virginia. Or Ginny in Georgia. Ginny in Georgia. It's a show on Netflix.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
Shannon loves it.
Shannon would love it. It's a girl show. But
it's a girl show full of murder and intrigue.
There's a lot of intrigue.
Murder.
But so it ended well. But that was the first time, you know, we've been married 26 years. It's the first time she ever accusatorily called me a hoarder.
Oh, she was spot on with that one.
Well, thanks, Mike, for your support.
20 years that's overdue. Right.
I've always thought that you should 30. Get rid of that stuff. Speaking of consumer goods, we've got a big one in the O'Mara household, and I am happy to say thank you to the listeners who steered me in the right direction. It worked, and I'm excited, and I will tell you all about the tale of two companies, one good, one evil.
Order!
Great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been hurt on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
Hey, there it is again.
Yeah, right.
You know, turning into your parents might be your worst nightmare, but let's be real. They're weed. Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Really. Might have
condo
been the best
Bob's
stuff
weed.
Out there.
Great.
Let me, Condo Bob's weed was fantastic. Let me show you the little bottle right here.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. That's Dadgrass. That is the good time formula. Dadgrass gummies, and they are fantastic. They've got old school joints as well that are low in THC, high in CBD, so you can chill out and lighten up the old fashioned way. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. And if you want the toke without the smoke, as I said, the CBD gummies right here, made with the same high quality hemp. They're delicious and easy to dose. The effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and they ship right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Groovy. Yes, I finally pulled the trigger over the weekend with my bride, and we brought the family phones into the, are you ready for it, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
T-Mobile store.
Yay!
There you go.
Yes, for those of you that had, and most of you did recommend that particular company, and I'm here to say Sergio, who was our point man at the T-Mobile store, was just ducky, was fantastic, and they worked with me. They worked with Carla. It took a long time because the American Telephone and Telegraph Company does not, it just was my opinion that
yes.
extricating yourself from that company, I just have a theory they might not make it that easy.
No.
They might have a retention, not want you to get
They have
out.
A whole department called retention.
We have a phone. It's my kid's phone, actually, the last phone. Do you know that when you want to get your phones paid off so that you can get reimbursed by the T-Mobile company for paying off your phone?
Sure.
A significant amount of money per phone basically covers the cost of the phones that we had. Do you realize that even after you buy your phone from AT&T, which we did, they continue to lock one of them so that you cannot put a phone number, a new phone number, your existing phone number? You can't do it. You can't get the data. You can't get any of that. And that's what we're waiting on. Got all three of our four phones got unlocked, but the last one, it's as though they just don't want you to leave. And finally, by the way, Carla realized that in my state of mind on Saturday that I was not the one to go into the AT&T store. So she handled a lot of this for me.
So you had to go to both AT&T and T-Mobile in one day?
To make it easy, we did. It was easier to do it that
way. Sure.
Especially
when clear the phones, essentially.
Yeah, to clear the phone. You go in there, and Carla, you know, wanted to get the first thing was to get a copy of the bill. And because the bill, because it's auto pay, had somehow gone into the wind. And we were trying to locate it. And because it was tied into DirecTV television, whenever I would try to get the bill online, it would kick me over to DirecTV.
They love that.
And it would kick the people at T-Mobile. It was just constant. Blah, blah, blah. This was multiple hours of doing this.
Ugh.
And then Carla told me that when she was at AT&T getting the bill printed, and finally the guy asked her, so what are you doing? Are you upgrading or are you moving to a new service? He said, I'm moving to a new service. And his comment to her before he got up and did not say anything was, okay, we're done here. And walked away from her.
Wow.
So the process is a multi-day deal to get it. But I am here to tell you, at the end of things, you know, I'll let you know 6 months down the road. But boy, just to make the switch is going to help the old bottom line. Very excited about that. And I didn't have to sell any microphones. So I'm really, really excited
about
that.
That hurts. That stings.
Yeah, it really was just, you know, they were really so over the top. And I guess it's because they're trying to get new business. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm not anything special. I'm an average customer. And the
above
other
average.
Guys, just they make it so hard to do that.
Of
and
course.
I think that's why you see a lot of companies now saying no contracts. They make it a little easier.
Yeah.
If you want to switch,
it's become
switch.
Commoditized where it's all the same. It's not, it's just not, it's not 10 years ago when we were like, if you don't get X, you're not going to have the service you want at home.
I'm a little shocked that AT&T didn't at least try to string her along a little bit and say, well, we can match anything.
That
and
probably
make her do
would happen over the phone. The only thing T-Mobile did do that I didn't care for is that when I was online researching it and I popped phone numbers in there because I was trying to get some numbers before I went into the AT&T store. And then when they said, okay, bring your phones, you can do it online or you can do it with this phone number. I didn't want to do it with a phone number. I wanted to go in and see a person and do that. And that ended up being the right call to do it. But they, you know, you tell them in no uncertain terms and they still give you a cold call from, you know, somewhere else in the world.
Yes.
Where they're trying to get you to. And it was that was a little frustrating. But we'll see. I don't know if anybody's got the old T-Mobile, but a lot of our listeners did. And we're singing its praises. So I'm here to say we're switched. And we haven't permanently switched it. We haven't gotten it done yet. That'll be finished tomorrow, hopefully. But
you can't put a button on the entire process until you unlock your son's phone, right?
Here's the way it goes. The way their promotion is, they give you, and I don't know what it is in your area, so I don't want to quote a number, and I'm not doing a commercial for them. They give you a certain amount of money to pay off a phone balance, if you have that, per phone.
Yes.
And it was significant enough where all the phones were paid off. And
$1 million.
By the way, my phone,
yes,
like $20 left on my phone.
Of course.
My son's like $77. And of course, Carla's $2,870,000. Carla's was like, she valued her phone at the Donald Trump value of, 10 times. I looked at her phone. Seriously, we're in the middle of the T-Mobile store. And I said, and this phone, whose is this? And Carla goes, that's mine. And I look over at Carla. I'm like, really? For this phone? For this little crappy phone? That's what they baked you for this little phone? That's why we're paying $248 for this because of you? And she's like, my son's got a cold and he's over there going with his mask on.
Was he fussy? And I'm dealing, or did he do well?
No, the kid's wonderful. The kid, Michael!
Were you fussy?
He's probably in his jammies. He's having a sick day. Michael, come here! 1 second. It's always 1 second with you.
It's been a second.
Bring in the sick boy for just a second here, just so he can say hi.
He can't be here for a minute.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy. Come see your godparents.
Buddy, I'm doing a show. I need you right now.
Make an entrance.
Maybe he was...
Why? Are you in the bathroom?
Yeah, maybe he's in the restroom.
Shh, what? What? What'd you say? Oh, you're in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of coming out both ends.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
Did your Bluetooth sensor go off?
No, I'm kidding. He does the diaper. In the diaper. But I'll let you know when the buttons are finally pushed and if it works out.
I'm
but
curious
I was happy.
About the service. I think it's going to be great, but I'm curious to see what the coverage
You would have liked
like.
This T-Mobile store, Oscar. It was the Latin Army. It was the Latin Army, including this wonderful
lady.
Oh, this lady.
Yeah.
This lady was so smart. She was the big boss because Sergio was new to the company. I love Sergio, but Sergio had to bring over the boss lady. Yeah. And then the boss lady started talking facials with Carla. Mm-hmm. And it just got to be this nice little rhythm we were having. And everything got done hunky dory. And
great.
Then we got a call. And how often do you get the call back? By the way, this is Sergio. We redid the numbers and they came in lower. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So far, I'm happy. But they haven't gotten me. So
Mike,
we'll,
don't
wait
get
and see.
Happy.
I'm not going to get happy.
The 2023
I'm not
gonna
get happy
Renaissance.
It's all,
yeah,
it's already done. You know, and it made up for the crappy flag football, which sucked.
Oh, we
at
didn't,
the end of the
you
year.
You didn't even get to
wins,
it.
Wins, losses.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wins about a .500 record this year, probably something like that.
It's a good batting average.
Yeah, they won last year when my son got regular playing time. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break.
Just
good
saying.
Job, coach. Yeah, nice job. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Good
really
work,
wonderful.
Tom Landry.
Really slice of heaven telling him he can't catch, although he made a 30-yard catch.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. I'm bitter. I'm that parent. Didn't get into a fist fight like that guy in Vermont.
Well, that's
and then
good.
Die. We'll take a break and come back with Soundtown right after this.
How's it going, Mike?
I have an issue with printer streaking.
A disembodied voice
says, is it a laser printer? Yeah.
The solution was on the other side of this wall.
That's right.
Saying nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, no, just shake it.
Oh, that's not going to work. Just take the cartridges out and shake them.
Ichabod weighs in with shake it.
Shake it, right.
Are you having technical issues with the Mike O'Mara Show or the TMOS Bonus Show?
That's right.
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Never fear. Just email Ichabod at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh.
And shake it one time for me, honey.
And that's all.
Well, I have good news and bad news.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I did that on the fly. Looking to get your financial future organized? If you don't have life insurance yet, that should be at the top of your list. Fabric by Gerber Life is what you need with life insurance and other family finance solutions all in one. Fabric has great policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply and then tailor your quote to fit your family's needs. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance. Plus, Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cancel at any time. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T, fabric.com/TMOS. Here we go. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health underwriting, not underwriting. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions driving in your car. Let's go right back over to the Mike O'Mara Service Center.
Let the fun begin.
There's Pony Boy. Yes. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Oh, it's time for a sound down.
It
now,
is.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for reminding me.
Sound down. Sound
down. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, the national nightmare is over.
Mm.
The spy balloon is down. It's in the ocean.
Aren't you glad we shot down?
Now, we do have exclusive audio of the shooting down of the spy balloon. I don't know if any other news outlets have this. Thank you.
Hey, let me enhance that for you.
Okay.
It was, once again, it sounded something like this.
And keep in mind that authorities in South Carolina had to encourage state residents not to shoot at the balloon.
Yes.
That was 6,000 feet in the air. Don't shoot it.
We're the brightest country in the world.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Balloon, Mike, it's deflating.
It is an odd sense of espionage, right?
Yeah.
It's an odd sense of just what they, you know, look, we shot here. This is what pops into my head all the time, Oscar.
Yeah.
We shot the balloon down when it was over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
We shot the balloon down after it was over Montana, over the nuclear sites that it was surveilling and taking pictures of.
Yeah.
It's done its job. It's out over the Atlantic.
I also felt,
it's probably going home, you know?
With respect to the military, what does a Sidewinder missile cost? In comparison to maybe a few bullets that could actually...
A dart.
A needle.
Something, right?
Just a needle. Get one of those jets that has the real pointy thing on it.
Yeah, like they're going to refuel, but they pop the balloon instead.
Yeah.
There we go. That should be a lot
the
of
the initial
fun.
Thing is Biden wanted to actually suck the helium out so he could sound funny, but they didn't allow for that to happen.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Shoot it down. Shoot the sucker down. Yeah. Yeah, it's classified. It's at my beach house in Delaware.
Mike,
come on.
Did anybody watch the Grammys of the three of us?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike, did you?
What?
What? I did not watch it. What was your take? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
From engineering side, the fact that they did a hip hop 50 celebration.
It's getting a lot of good marks.
There was 144 microphones from technical side, and it was flawless. The fact they were able to do that in 14 minutes, 144 microphones, get a
like
flawless
Beyonce,
sound.
I don't like Harry Styles. I don't like Lizzo. I don't like Shania Twain. I don't like any of them. There you go.
Sweet Mother with Adele winning another Grammy. There's some moments.
I watched a lot of highlights.
Wait, but hold on a second. But pretty dull, right?
I wanted to hate it, Mike. I wanted to hate it. But the Hip Hop 50, there were so many artists that I hadn't seen in years. Even Missy Elliott coming out, and I was like, this is amazing.
And it was a long show, Mike, but I didn't want to sit down for over 3 hours just for one moment of Stevie Wonder. So,
well,
I
you are an
it.
Old soul, but I'm officially old, and it has passed me by.
Yes.
Passed me by.
The highlights were many all over the place today, but the one I liked is because it made me cringe, and that was when Madonna came out to address the crowd to do an introduction. And, Mike, it seems like the crowd doesn't care about Madonna anymore.
Are you ready for a little controversy? Come on, people, let's make some noise. Y'all are going to sleep over here. So, here's what I've learned after four decades in music. If they call you shocking,
scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous. You are definitely onto something. That's where you make noise.
You are, she's turning into that. Thank you. She's turning into that lady. She's turning into that lady. She's turning into that old lady where she's up there going, it's just too long.
Now is the time.
It's self-awareness. Yeah. It's self-awareness. You got to be self-aware.
Gotta
there's
the
so
room.
Many stars. You got to see the room. And you have to be aware of where you are in life. Yeah. And she's not.
No,
she thinks
isn't.
She's something 40 years ago, and she's not.
She's not. Anyway, we're sort of sad.
Well, you can't will other people that are, with respect to Madonna, more famous than you at the moment.
Yeah.
To respond to you in a certain way that these respond to you 10 years ago or 20 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work that way. And by the way, there are hundreds of celebrities that have done that gracefully and get it and they understand it. And you come out and they're not going to kneel at your feet anymore.
No, you're right.
All right. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, but when you get certain celebrities that have had smoke blown up their butts for so long, that's what happens, unfortunately. It's kind of a bummer.
I oftentimes come in here on a Monday and tell you that Saturday Night Live was a disaster. It was really, really funny this weekend. And
there was
one particular fake commercial. Yeah.
There was a fake commercial they did.
For Mario Kart.
That was the Wings commercial.
Oh, that was good too, yes.
That I watched it with my son and we laughed out
loud. Like classic old Saturday Night Live stuff. It was that funny.
Really?
And
I love the fake commercials. I love that.
There was two great restaurant sketches. One where there was four women and everyone in the staff kept calling the fourth
woman.
There were two. Mike, forgive
me. Two is plural. There were two.
There were two restaurant sketches and one was with
Magna Cum Laude.
Mike, I think I've got a miswire in myself because that's a common mistake for me. I've got to fix it. I'm sorry about that.
Dad?
Yeah.
I just got banned from Fortnite.
Why?
So I was playing a match.
By the way, welcome to the show.
Hi.
And there was this guy, and I was playing solos. So this is what you do.
Into the microphone.
You start crouching if you want to team.
Okay. Right. I'll hear about it later.
And you're not supposed to team.
Okay.
Oh.
So right when I'm about to die, it kicks me out and says, "You've been banned for teaming."
And how long are you banned for?
15 minutes.
That was like
see if you can tough it out.
15 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
I thought he got banned for playing Fortnite while he was sick.
Yeah.
Go get an apple. Anyway.
But the second restaurant sketch, Mike.
Yes.
It involved cutting an overcooked steak, and it was so visual. And
I haven't seen that one.
It was so great because everyone at the table broke and laughed because of the sheer ridiculousness of it.
Okay,
I think they actually cut it before. Anyway, it was a great episode.
There's a young lady that's in the cast now that is an impressionist. And
Chloe Fineman?
Yes. And I think she's really a real talent.
She's very good.
I think she's really, really. And then there are people that are.
You know who my favorite is now is Bowen Yang. Bowen Yang does not go on camera when he doesn't make me laugh. And it was.
Okay, good. Good.
But anyhow,
that's good.
Two jokes from Saturday Night Live, The Update. Watch the whole show, but I think you would appreciate these jokes, Mike.
A new study finds that despite women making less money than men, more single women in the U.S. own homes than single men, thanks to a phenomenon economists call divorce.
Florida has proposed legislation that would allow residents to carry firearms without a permit. Also, everyone gets to do one murder.
Oh my God. So yeah, do watch the show. It was really good. And I'll close with this. This is from TikTok. It's a joke. It's from an Indian. His name is Real Indian Dad. That's his handle on TikTok. And he's talking to his daughter. I'd like to dedicate this joke to my wife, Carrie. And we close with this.
Speaking of debt, I hope that you go in your sleep.
You want me to die?
In your sleep. When you go, I hope it happens in your sleep. I don't want you to be shot in the head, okay? I don't want a mad dog to bite you in the butt and give you a bad disease. I want you to go peacefully in your sleep so that I can tell everybody she went doing what she loved. That is the best.
Yes. Right, that's all I got.
She went. Wait. Is that a real dude?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Indian dad.
Real Indian dad. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Carrie was doing what she loved. Dreaming. We got to take a powder here.
Dreaming of selling microphones.
With a brand new episode. Looking forward to that. And lots more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak and Matt Ponyboy Bloom in the room. I got to do it one more time.
Yeah, do it.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. All right, here we go. Ready?
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, Pony. Thank you. It's Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.